All right. This is another Gamers with Coffee Commute Edition. Clint's here driving. I guess if you call that, I think we're doing warp speed down the freeway.
Yeah, sure.
Somewhat. Not snowing today, so that's a good thing.
Today.
Yeah. But I guess we get snow here again shortly. So you kind of have some good news. You got a confirmation email, correct, from
Harry's? Yeah, I touched on the base the last time on the tripods and triplanes. Nice thing is that should all come in one big lump sum, so I should get the starter box, the additional planes, because they don't come in the starter box, the special planes I got for the Kickstarter, and then the extra, I think two extra walker robots will come separately as well, so we'll just kind of do a big, massive unboxing video of everything.
Yeah, that would be cool. We should do that, because that way you can see what it is we're talking about. Actually, if you look up at Ares is A-R-E-S.
Yeah, spelled like the Greek god.
Yeah, spelled, yeah. Just that's a good point. That's a good way to bring it out. So if you look up Ares Games, World War One or World War Two, Wings of Glory, then you'll get an idea of the kind of airplanes and
stuff. And there'll be a link to, hopefully an updated link to tripods and triplanes. Otherwise, it'll just take you to the Kickstarter page.
Yeah, we could put a link there, so...
Oh, yeah, we should. We should start tapping links into some of the stuff we're talking about. Like the BattleTech one for Catalyst Games that we were talking about the other... ...podcasts back.
We're not affiliated with anybody, so the links are just there for you guys to use if we put them up. I mean, I know some people have affiliate links, which is actually good for them to help grow their channels and such if that's what they want to do. In our case, we'll just post things that we find, so we could do that. But it would be kind of cool to do an unboxing video, so that I would like to see what's in there, too. So.
Yeah, it's, if I'm right, there's one big robot alien, and then there should be most of the components of, World War One, Wings of Glory, so the usual stuff you had, the cards, there's going to be, I believe, new starter planes. Or it's going to be the same planes, but different. Oh, no. The original didn't come with planes. That's right. World War II came with planes. World War I did not. My World War I box does not have planes in it. Forgot about that. It just was the tokens and the cards and everything, the rules.
Okay. So you've got quite a bit coming. We'll have to...
Yeah, there should be a good-sized amount. And definitely worth the money that I paid.
Well, we'll have to do a little video on unboxing, just because you have quite a bit of stuff. It sounds like it'd be pretty neat.
I'd like to see the Wings of Glory stuff do a research. And I think that'll help a little bit, but because Ares tends to get side project with all their other stuff. And they do have some cool other stuff, just...
Yeah, they do. Actually, they have, I don't know, well, most of you might be familiar with, but if you've all heard of Battlestar Galactica, the old show. So I found out not too long ago that they make a Battlestar Galactica miniatures game, which I did not know that they made. And so I watched a little bit of videos and stuff. It's actually... looks interesting, and just for the fact that I used to like the old show, it might be worth trying to throw down. Their starter set's like $40.
That's a nice entry point.
And it's four. I think it's two of the Vipers and two of the Cylon Raiders. So, and then they have looks like a plastic dashboard, so you can adjust. How can I explain this? It's like if you're flying the plane, but you're kind of momentum, you're sideways, you can adjust how you shoot, and it adjusts your arc, your firing arc, which I have not seen in any other game. Generally, your firing arc is set. So, it has some interesting concept to it. Hmm. So, I might have to do that just to get a video on it. Yeah. I don't know. There's quite a few games out there. So, here's an idea, too, I was thinking about, Clint. See about getting your guys' opinion. What about doing like game updates, you know? Just maybe once a week, other than our commute cast.
Yeah, we could.
Maybe update on game releases or specific, like game specific, whether it's a video game or whether it's...
We've kind of been doing that lately anyway.
Yeah, but so I mean, more or less... Cool. Yeah, we have, but we kind of... I guess our podcasts are unique. We're kind of... But I meant like releases on up-and-coming things where we could do that, I guess.
Plus, we should start looking and doing reviews. Like, really, I'm going to pick up, you know, Kill Team Arena here soon. So we should, not that no one else is doing reviews on Kill Team Arena, but, okay. But, you know, and because we want to do stuff with Arena a little more in depth. Speaking of which, I'm having barrels painted right now, too. I've got some barrel concepts off to show you later.
Oh, your terrain? That's the other thing, too.
I think you'll like them for what we discussed, but can't tell anyone.
Okay, well, we'll wait. But that would be good.
Because now I have most of the terrain I want for doing a lot of our arena stuff, so...
Yeah, I think you're set on terrain.
I think I'm just about... There was a few more things I want to get, just because they're really cool, and with, you know, the Kill Team terrain, it becomes harder and harder to get as a Kill Team box set. Plus, I gotta admit, the kill zones that come with Kill Team, yeah, they're kind of extra pieces of Games Workshop stuff, but it does come with actual cards for the terrain.
Okay.
So, like, a good example, my orcs, they've got that servo hauler, that little tractor thing. There is actually a card that lets them ride on it.
So they can ride on their tractor.
So you can spend a command point and basically hide on the side of it and use it as a shield as you move across the battlefield.
That would just be kind of funny.
It is actually kind of cool because the orc can hide on it, use it as cover, and it will move, giving them a chance to cross the battlefield without being, you know, shot at, basically.
But you got to spend
a command point. We don't use command points right now, and we really need to start getting into that. Oh, did I mention I bought some D3s?
No, you didn't. Well, not on the podcast.
Okay.
I think yesterday you were talking about that you were going to order some, or you ordered some.
I did. They're triangle-shaped. They're really unique.
Triangular-shaped?
They're 3D printed. They're triangular-shaped D3s. Instead of having numbers on them, each point of the triangle has notches in them, 1, 2, or 3. And I ordered a set of 3 of them.
Huh.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of cool.
That's a different concept on a D3.
Maybe. Let's not get hit by the semi. Or we're going to... Hang on.
Yeah, we're good. He slowed down coming up
that
hill.
That was... I just didn't want to get pinched in between a rig.
No, you're not allowed to get in an accident because you need 2 weeks notice at our job.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We got
before you die, you have to give them notice.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, we could do a whole podcast about the logic at work.
So, yeah.
We won't, but...
No. I did learn if I leave logic outside by itself in the car, it tears up the seats.
Yeah.
So now I leave common sense with it to keep it company. That way it doesn't tear the seats in the car up. And I don't need it at work anyway, so...
Yeah.
You know, that way they're together and they're not lonely. I think logic got lonely, that's all. But, you know, you got to have some humor in life, too.
That's true.
That's about it. Otherwise, it is what it is. So, but, yeah, I don't know. I'm just trying to think of a few different things. And maybe send us some comments, you guys, or some ideas of what you'd like to hear. Well, see, our thing is, I noticed, Glenn, is generally, like, some people out there are just specific subject. We kind of cover a little bit.
Yeah.
As far as it's more unique, we do a little bit, well, quite a bit different than the average. So, but then we can also do some specific ones, too.
Yeah.
Which we have on painting and such. Now, the YouTube channel now has more videos, and so you're more than welcome to subscribe there. I know you have to do the bell notification if you want to get notified. And there are some links. So what I did do is, and what we are doing is getting some coffee mugs for Gamers with Coffee made. And so that's going to be available shortly so that you guys, if you want, can have your own coffee cup. Just so you have something when you're gaming that other people don't. And those are coming out pretty decent. So.
Plus, I need a t-shirt with that saying.
Yes. So, so that's going to come out more. And the website, pardon me, the website I've got to get worked on. So we have an actual website. Well, I don't know. So, yeah. Anyways, anything else there, Clint? We're getting off the freeway here.
Well, no. I mean, we've got a few minutes. Okay, well, no, not really. I forgot we were stopping at the gas station.
We're going to stop and grab some good gas station food. You know, the high quality, low calorie.
Low calorie, gluten-free.
Gluten-free.
Sorbet
GMO-free. everything. Yeah. Like, there's never nothing bad in it. Not that companies put chemicals in food, you know, but you know what I mean.
No, they just put chemicals in food. That's all.
Well, sure, I don't care if you die. As long as they make a buck.
I think sometimes you're better off eating the money.
Well, I guess it'd be, yeah. Uh-oh. Be fiber, right?
Oh, did he collide with that rig?
Who?
Look behind us.
There's a
semi there. Yeah. He collided with that car that turned in front of him.
Oh, no. I can't see what the semi is there.
He pulled out in front of the rig.
Well.
That was dumb.
We would like to offer you all a safety tip. If you're in a vehicle, don't pull out in front of a semi.
See the black tractor truck that's sideways?
Yep.
Yeah, he stopped there because there's a white car that turned in front of him as he was trying to go.
The white car is still in front of him.
Yep,
he
clipped him right in the doors.
So, yeah, you'll lose against the semi. That's not a game we recommend you playing is cars versus semis. It's generally the cars lose.
Unless you're playing gas lines.
Well, yeah, but the,
or, you know, Mad Max or something. But in real life, don't do it. Do not try this at home, kids.
Try this at home, yeah. We don't recommend that. So, all right, you guys have a good day today. We are pulling up to grab some nutrition before we head into our work.
Yes, and by nutrition, we mean like something. Breakfast cheeseburger. And by cheeseburger, I actually mean a cheeseburger with egg and cheese.
Okay,
and
we'll share our nutritional tip of the day. This is a hamburger with an egg and a round cut piece of bacon.
Yep.
Called a breakfast burger. So it covers all the food groups, basically. You have cheese, and because that's dairy, and your egg is dairy, and then your meat and your breads. See, so gamers need nutritional food.
Yep.
So,
and it's, you know, available at Quickstar, so you can get it just about anywhere in the United States.
Yeah.
Because there are Quickstar's all over the place.
Very true.
Just saying.
All right.
All right, I'm good.
All right, you guys have a good day. Until the next time.